Good morning, everyone. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I am joined by candidate for U.S. Senate, Dr. Barbara Bullier. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here, Derek. Thanks for having me to Manhattan.
Thanks for coming on the show. So you currently serve as a member of the Kansas Senate. Why have you decided to run for the U.S. Senate?
Because people asked me because they wanted a voice of reason in Washington and someone that knew how to work across aisles and in a bipartisan manner. And so I find myself in the middle of a very exciting race as the Democratic candidate and ready to serve the Kansas people.
If elected to the U.S. Senate, what will be some of your top priorities?
To be clear, I am going to Washington to serve the people of Kansas. So the real question is, what is Kansans' top priorities? The number one issue that I'm hearing from Kansans is the affordability of health care. They need access and be able to pay for it. So I look forward to serving on the Health, Education, Labor, and Pension Committee and work on health care issues, doing things. We need to build on our Affordable Care Act right now with the parts that are working, like making sure we maintain the protection for pre-existing conditions. Sadly, my opponent has voted repeatedly to take those down, and right in the middle of a pandemic. Amazing. And we need, of course, in Kansas to expand Medicaid. So if we take away the ACA, we won't even be able to do that. And it will take it away from, 40 states in this country, millions of people, again, in a pandemic situation, would be tragic. And reduce the cost of health care, lots of ways to do that, and include keeping the ability to maintain your private health insurance. I support competition, and I think all that would be good. It's been really sad to watch my opponent, instead of focusing on the most important thing for Kansas, he's avoiding it because he hasn't done anything about it, and instead just spreads misleading information about me. So that's the first and most important thing that Kansans want.
Another hot topic in Kansas, and it has been for a couple of years, is the funding of public schools. Where do you stand on the state of the funding of public education in Kansas right now?
Well, what a great question, because I have served in the legislature for 11 years and am intimately familiar with education in the state and how we fund it. I helped rewrite the school funding formula that finally is constitutional in our state. And one of my biggest challenges with Republican leadership was they kept not wanting to fund education in the state constitutionally, which education is the key and backbone of this state, what we all support. It's been that way for years. I look forward, again, like I said, serving on the Health, Education, Labor, and Pension Committee, and we need to look forward to doing things like fully funding Title I schools. We're not doing that well enough. And making sure that special education is completely funded in the state. That takes federal dollars. And then moving on to early childhood / early child care. We know that dollars are best spent and it helps our kids be ready for school and then move on to graduation more successfully. So all these things are really exciting opportunities, and I'm an expert in these areas and really look forward to helping Kansas not only keep being in the top 10, but maybe we'll get even better.
Agriculture is obviously very prominent in Kansas. How will you seek to continue advocating for the industry if elected to the Senate?
Well, again, I've done it for years, 11 years in the legislature, supporting our ag industry, and again, I'm very familiar with it because of all these years of being a state legislature. I am so eager to get to work on that ag committee. I've already been visiting with the potential new chairman, Senator Debbie Stabenow, who had a great relationship with Pat Roberts. They were a great example of how you work across the aisle, and I will be on the same aisle, but we'll work with others to get exactly what Kansans want and need in an excellent farm bill. We must craft one. It is so exciting to me for the opportunity. I've been able to travel around the state and learn from all these different size of farms and kinds of farms to know where we might not only do well and maintain, but let's grow and build. I know one of the places we struggle right now is trade. It's been a very hurtful thing, and we need good trade relationships so our farmers and ranchers can actually trade and sell their products, not just get aid for it.
You're the Democratic candidate for the U.S. Senate right now, but up until 2018, I believe it was, you were part of the Republican Party. What led to your decision to switch parties?
So I grew up a moderate Republican in Kansas. Senator Nancy Landon Kassebaum has been my role model, my hero, my entire life. And by the way, she has endorsed me. And along with 100 other Republican leaders, you know, they're about, again, working across the aisle. So I found myself constantly at odds with Republican leadership on things we've already discussed today, fully funding public education, blocking Medicaid expansion when 80% of people in this state support it. And yet our Senate president did exactly, just kept us from having a vote on the floor when we had the votes to pass it. And finally, of course, the horrible Brownback tax experiment. You know, it's the time I stood up very clearly to my party, my leadership, and said, this can't work. I hoped I was wrong. I wasn't. And ultimately, when Laura Kelly ran for governor, I endorsed her across party lines, again, doing what was right rather than just following a party. Kansans agreed. We have a wonderful governor in a very challenging time. And I realized it was time to move on. My values didn't change at all. My votes haven't changed at all. The party had changed from what I recognized and what people needed for us to get good things passed. And I am thrilled to have this nomination. And clearly, Kansans are listening. We have great momentum with this campaign and are polling 3 points ahead. So that's what Kansas wants, bipartisanship.
So we'll switch over real quickly to the coronavirus pandemic. What are your thoughts on the state's response to the coronavirus pandemic so far? And would you change anything about how it has responded?
You know, one of the challenges for the state has been the lack of coordinated, comprehensive federal response. And I will be critical of leadership up there. People need help. They need direction, and they certainly need leaders to lead. The number one thing we can do to help prevent the spread of this virus is follow public health guidelines. And they are very clear. Wear a mask. Socially distance, wash your hands, don't get in large crowds indoors. And, you know, there we are again, a doctor opponent who isn't even following public health guidelines. So, you know, I know that we need to continue. I've really admired our governor for doing everything she can to get money to the people. We need those Paycheck Protection Program loans, and we need more. We need unemployment benefits to be increased. And what I wish would happen so that our state can get all the things in place that it needs is that our federal government would come together. Both sides need to compromise and get another bill passed so people get the help and assistance so we can keep our economy on track.
Your opponent, Roger Marshall, has accused you in ads as being pro-abortion and anti-Second Amendment, anti-gun. What is your response to those accusations?
You know, isn't it sad to watch someone who has to spread misinformation? It's even been described as deceptive and just false because he doesn't want to talk about what matters most to Kansans, which is health care. He's avoiding all of that. I am a woman who supports the right for women to maintain a private physician-patient relationship and always will. I also, to be clear, I won't vote as a doctor for false information going into a bill. I would hope and pray that a doctor wouldn't either. Doesn't make sense. And I fully support the Second Amendment. And, you know, when someone takes part of what you say and takes out the rest, it's such a misrepresentation. And to be clear, we do have a gun violence problem in this country, and we need to do very basic, simple things like have, what are they called? Background checks for all. We need those, and that is a good place to start. I'm not about confiscating guns. I grew up hunting, for gosh sakes. I loved that opportunity with my father, and it just, main thing he taught me was about safety. So, you know, spreading lies, what a sad way to run for U.S. Senate.
Another hot topic in this country is police reform, and along with that, the recent events of Black Lives Matter protests and, for example, the incident involving George Floyd. What is your stance on police reform right now?
So it is critical that we keep our community safe, and I will always, always support funding our police. And in the state legislature, I have a very long record of opposing cuts to public safety. And in that sense, I've also voted for criminal justice reform. You know, what we need to do is, of course, we need to ban racial profiling and get people actual training. And we need to do things like banning chokeholds and prevent crime when it happens. Of course, that requires that we all come together and actually listen to our Black and Brown brothers and sisters. They have been, for years, mistreated by the system, by the police, and acknowledging it and actually doing something about it really is important. And we need to invest in those services that surround the police so they can actually do their work, and things like mental health funding and substance use disorder treatment centers and early childhood education so that people are ready to go to school, et cetera. All those things are ways that we can help our police. And I look forward to working on criminal justice reform and encouraging my state level senator friends and legislators to do exactly the same thing.
Well, once again, that was U.S. Senate candidate Dr. Barbara Beaulieu. Thanks for joining us.
It was lovely to be here. Have a great day in Manhattan area. Bye-bye.
You're listening to InFocus on News Radio KMAN.